danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show, DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, it's Monday. Back to the work week.
Drop on the clues bomb for the start of the work week, damn it. So depressed this morning. So depressed. Not really depressed. This is more so, you know, you sit back and you watch those whack-ass championship games from yesterday and you think to yourself, my team should be in the Super Bowl right now.
That's what you thought about?
That's exactly what I thought
about. I'm sure everybody
got blown out over the weekend.
No, we should have absolutely beat Green Bay, and we would have beat the Falcons yesterday. I don't care how high-powered their offense is, okay?
I just think Green Bay was on fire. Because, you know, when you just got a streak, and that streak ended last
night. And that streak comes to an end. All streaks come to an end. That's just the way it is.
Right.
Okay? Well, I had a great weekend. I was at the Women's March in D.C., so I went out there. It was interesting because before I went, a lot of people were hitting me up, even my parents, like, be really careful. There's a lot of things going on in D.C. right now. Make sure you bring a bandana, something to cover your face in case there's tear gas, so on and so forth. But I, from the beginning, was like, I feel like it'll be a very peaceful march because it wasn't necessarily supposed to be. The way they positioned it, it wasn't supposed to be necessarily protest. It was just a women's march that was having us all come together and unite for women's rights. But it was very peaceful. It was a great feeling. It was nice to be out there and to see everybody helping each other. Make sure you help the elderly. A lot of people brought their kids out. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it seemed like everybody's right to assembly was respected except for Trump supporters. If you was protesting Trump or you was there for the Women's March, it was cool. But Trump supporters seemed like they was having quite the time.
A hard time.
Yeah, quite the hard time.
But I saw a lot of people came out and showed their support. They said a lot of people actually wanted to come, like, listen, I'm coming. I need some time on that stage. I saw Janelle Monáe was there. Mm-hmm. She performed. Maxwell performed. Cher. I saw Cher. Madonna.
Did Maxwell do a woman's worth? That would be such a lost moment not to do a woman's
worth. I'm sure
worth.
He did it. I'm sure he did it.
I'm not going to lie. Right when Maxwell was taking the stage was when we had to leave because we had to get back to the bus.
Okay.
And we couldn't get on the train. You had to park in the parking lot and then take the train, but there was a two-hour wait to get on the train. So we had to walk like a couple of miles just to get there and then a couple of miles back.
Yeah, I don't see how you could say anything negative about the Women's March. It was a great turnout. I love the solidarity. I love the fact that it was so many different races out there. Like, everybody just came together for a great cause.
Right.
Period. Like, everybody came together just to empower themselves and just to show solidarity. I don't see how you could have anything negative to say about the Women's March.
Nothing at all.
Personally. It was beautiful. I saw a lot of people that have been up here on the Breakfast Club while I was there also. So shout out to everybody that came out and supported the Women's March. And there were Women's Marches all over the world.
Everywhere.
And the media is really confused because they can't say anything negative about it because it was so many different groups that came together.
Yeah, everywhere.
So when all the different groups click up, you can't just be divisive and use divisiveness as a tool to tear everybody apart because everybody was together. You couldn't say nothing negative about it. Drop on the clues bomb for the Women's March, damn it.
Yes.
Look great.
Well, this morning we have some women joining us. We have Angela Rye.
Salute. Drop one of clues bombs for Angela Rye. She'll be here this morning to give us a recap of the weekend, everything from the inauguration to the Women's March, all that good stuff.
Will she give us the real numbers on the inauguration?
I'm sure she will.
That's been so disputed.
I don't think they can get real numbers.
They can't get real numbers.
It's all estimates.
It's all estimates.
Yeah, everything is estimates.
But they can see how packed it was.
You can look at a picture and see the difference.
Yeah, the difference. And see if that picture was actually factual.
Yeah, it's not like they got counters out there.
And also,
ain't no census being taken.
Janae Eichel will be joining us as well.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
All right, so let's get the show cracking. Everybody is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, yesterday in football, the Falcons beat the Packers 44-21, and the Patriots beat the Steelers 37-17. So the Patriots will be facing the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Patriots going to the Super Bowl for the 100th time. Mm-hmm. The 100th time in 20 years.
That's right.
I don't know how they keep doing this amazing thing. Drop one of clues bombs for the Patriots. I can't be mad at the Patriots, man.
Atlanta look good, too.
Yeah, but the Patriots have been to the Super Bowl 7 times in my life, okay? I've witnessed them go to the Super Bowl 7 times.
Now, let's talk about
different.
Now let's talk about Trump's inauguration.
Okay, well, yes, a lot of people are disputing what happened at his inauguration, how many people were in attendance. Actually, Donald Trump even had a press conference to try to talk about the high numbers that the inauguration brought out. But I don't know how true that is, because if you look at pictures, you can compare the size of Donald Trump's crowd and the size of former President Barack Obama's inaugural size. And you can see it is significantly smaller. Another way that they could measure things is metro ridership. According to the stats, about 11 a.m., 193,000 trips had been taken on the subway system for Donald Trump. At that same hour, 4 years ago, that number was 513,000. So you can see a lot more people were actually riding the train and arriving to Barack Obama's inauguration. Now, here is what Donald Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, is trying to say.
Photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way, in one particular tweet, to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong.
Listen, just to play white devil's advocate, if I was Donald Trump, I wouldn't give a damn about my inauguration attendance numbers. I won. The fact that they care about this shows how petty this administration
is.
They
are making it the biggest situation. I don't understand it. It's the biggest inauguration of all time. It wasn't. You could look at the picture and see.
That's not even up for dispute.
But why are they paying attention to what pictures people are putting on Twitter about the size of the inauguration? I don't understand.
He doesn't care about that because he signed an executive order already to stop Obamacare. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's attempting to do that. We don't know what his alternative plan is going to be. But here's what Kellyanne Conway had to say. She's Trump's senior advisor about the crowd.
You did not answer the question of why the president asked the White House press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office on day one.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Alternative facts? The one thing he got right was Zeke Miller. Four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
That's a great term she coined, though. That term,
alternative facts. Yeah. I'm going to start using that.
But that's been going on social media for years now. Social media is full of alternative facts.
It's basically like a rumor report.
No, it's
an alternative fact report.
It's just a lie that's just framed in a way that sounds so good and so factual, you run with it.
But now, I don't understand why people are talking about this and not the other things he's doing. As far as the mortgage rates, he's raising the mortgage rates and all this other stuff. But
Donald Trump is focusing on this. This is what he's using his press conferences for.
It's all a distraction.
He's going to talk to the CIA. This is his main point of contention right now. Dan Rather has even commented, and he said these are not normal times. These are extraordinary times. Extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures.
When
you have
still
a spokesperson for the President of the United States wrap up a lie in alternative facts. It's crazy.
First of all, how old is Dan Rather at this point in his life?
I don't know how old he is, but...
See, this is the thing about that inauguration.
He had to come out and say something.
This is the thing about the inauguration attendance numbers, too. Trump supporters, nobody wants to admit that they are one. So they're not going to show up to the inauguration, and the rest of them probably can't afford to get to D.C. You in the backwoods of Alabama somewhere, you voted for Trump. Let's gas up the truck and go to D.C. Which direction is D.C., Bubba Jake? I don't know. Follow the sun.
Follow the sun.
Well, walking from the metro in D.C. to where they had the women's march starting, everybody had signs on their lawns, and it looks like not a lot of people in D.C. even support Donald Trump. If you just walk past, you can see a lot of people were out there on their front lawn supporting the Women's March, and they had a lot of signs with quotes of Martin Luther King Jr. and so on.
Okay. All right, well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a bad morning or a bad weekend. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
This is Richard. Richard Hertz. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Dick. How are you?
Tell them why you're mad, Richard.
I'm doing great.
Dick Hertz.
it's just an observation. I thought it was great that Donald Trump got more women to go out there and march in one day than Michelle Obama did in 8 years.
What are you talking about? Michelle Obama never had a march, though.
Well, no, but she was trying to advocate health.
Well, this wasn't Donald Trump's march.
Right, right. What I'm saying is because, indirectly because of Donald Trump.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He's trying to joke. He's trying to make a funny joke.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, but it's not.
Come
it don't
on,
make any sense.
He's like, work with me.
It makes perfect sense. They got all riled up.
Hey, let's talk about it. Let's go back to your name, Dick Hurts. All right? that's all you need to worry about. Have a good day, Dick Hurts. Okay?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Brianka.
Hey, Brianka, tell him why you're mad.
Because why is Donald Trump our president? He's like the worst person ever.
Did you vote?
And he looks like a Tito.
Did you vote?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
no,
get the hell off my phone. I hate y'all, but you know what? I'm not going to let y'all stress me out this morning. I'm just going to pray for y'all, okay?
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
This porta potty guy, man. What's going on, guys? Good morning, man.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, people, go vote for my favorite DJ, man.
Who's
and
that?
We tell people how they could vote for you, man, so you could win this global award, man.
Global Spin Award?
I don't think people can vote. I really don't know. I think it's they have a group.
Porta potty bike, no matter how much you ride in VZD,
he's not gonna
get back on your good side. He's not gonna block you off on Instagram.
Charlamagne, shout out to Black Privilege too, man. I'm gonna get that book so you can sign it for
now,
me.
Now, porta potty guy, we could have really used you at the women's march. It was packed out there with the porta potties.
Man, I love the way that the women's was out there marching, standing up for their rights. But let's know, man. We all live in America. Let's give Donald a try and hope that he succeeds so we could all succeed. You know what I mean?
This is the thing that people need to realize. I hate when people say give Donald a try. We don't have a choice.
We definitely don't have a choice. Right?
We don't have a choice. What you need to do is give yourself a try. Empower yourself.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is John from Long Island.
Hey, John, tell him why you mad, bro.
Yo, I'm mad about all these hookers marching in Washington yesterday.
What hookers?
Oh, my goodness.
Relax. Let him go.
All right. The reason I'm saying this is this. They're using this 15 minutes of fame because of Donald Trump. But when young blacks get gunned down in the city, they're not marching.
They are,
though. They're just using... No, they're not. Not yes. Like they were yesterday. Come on, let's be serious.
They are.
They're only using this to get 15 minutes of fame on the back of Donald Trump.
Listen, the truth to the matter is, and I heard people saying that all weekend, too, they do march. The march wasn't as large as this weekend, but they do march. And the reason that the march was so large this weekend was because it was so many different groups that came together. It wasn't just black people, wasn't just white people, wasn't just lesbians. It was all of them together under the guise of women.
And I was saying the one positive thing that could come out of this is a lot of people ended up linking up with different groups of women that they might not
Absolutely.
Have before. So now when something does happen, now you have these connections and we can support each other.
Do y'all not realize this is what we need right now? It's so much divisiveness in the world that what we need is togetherness. We need solidarity. I'm not trying to have any conversations with anybody who just wants to talk about divisiveness.
Like, how can you be mad that people peacefully came together?
Absolutely. I don't want to have no divisive conversations, none, for the next 4 years.
All right.
Let's get back to the divisiveness when we get somebody we want in the White House.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, I'm serious about this. I don't want to have any divisive conversations. Like, you know how you can have a conversation with somebody and they won't even acknowledge it's a problem, so you spend mad energy trying to get them to admit that there is a problem.
Right.
That's pointless. I'd rather talk to somebody who knows it's a problem, acknowledges the problem, and then we can start working on solutions.
Right.
That's all I'm about right now. I don't want to have no divisive conversations with anybody who just doesn't even want to acknowledge that there's a problem.
All right. Well, we have two women joining us this morning. We have Angela Rye. She'll be here.
Yeah, she's here to give us a recap of the weekend from the inauguration to the Women's March. Angela Rye, CNN commentator.
And we also have Janae Aiko joining us this morning.
I don't know what Janae's here
for. She has a new single out right now that's called Maniac.
Oh, that's the one where she's talking about hopping on penis?
Yes.
Oh, so she hops on the penis like a maniac.
That's the only part you remember?
That's absolutely the only part
I
remember.
My goodness. All right.
The hook.
We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked in Rumors. What are we talking about in Rumors?
Well, we are going to talk about Trey Songz versus Keke Palmer. What went wrong? Also, we'll tell you about an NFL player who now has to talk about a possible side baby that he had on his wife.
It's not a side baby. It's an alternative child.
You stupid.
Okay, let's be clear about that. From an alternative relationship.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
What's happening? Good morning.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Trey Songz and Keke Palmer.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Keke Palmer has posted a couple of videos about Trey Songz. Now, apparently she's in his video, and she said she was filmed against her knowledge. She said she was invited to a party in Miami that Trey Songz asked her to come to, and she was pressured into being in his video. She said, "Come on, bruh. I clearly said no, and you said okay, yet I was being secretly filmed when you told me, let me just show you the idea. Wow." This is what I'm referring to in my previous post. This is the sexism and misogyny I refer to, because if I was a dude, he wouldn't have even tried me like this. So she said, "I'm serious about my business. You will not use my likeness without my permission." Here's more of Keke Palmer going off.
They start playing a song that I happen to be in. They start saying like they want me to be in it. One person asks me, I say no. Another person asks me, I'm like, no. People keep asking me. Now, mind you, they've been giving food, they've been giving drinks, and I'm just starting to feel like, yo, I'm being like cornered, like, and I'm not in a professional situation. I'm being pressured to do business, and I'm not in the right mind. I'm under the influence, and I don't feel like it's fair that I'm having to deal with this right now.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I could be wrong, but I feel like I hear a lot of alternative facts in her story.
Why do you say that?
I just feel that way.
She said she was hiding in a closet.
Like, why would you hide in a closet? Why would you just leave?
So afraid of any more conflict. She said, "My last option was to hide because you all would not listen when I said I didn't want to be in the video the first time." Here's some more of Keke Palmer.
"Really, I keep getting asked and asked and asked and asked and pressured and pressured and put in a situation like, literally, I got so overwhelmed with what to do. Didn't know what to do because my Uber wasn't going to get there quick enough time. I know that sounds comical as but y'all, I hid in the goddamn closet. Literally, he starts laughing once he opens up the closet and sees I'm in there and sees how nervous I was. He was like, yo, he was like, you don't have to be in the video. He was like, damn."
So she also said that she suffered from anxiety most of her life. "I didn't go to high school. I'm a bit socially inept. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. What matters is I said no."
I've had a lot of conversations with Keke. We all have. We've seen her talk. She seems very mature. I think that she would up and leave, right? Why would you go hide in the closet?
Well, she said her Uber was taking too long, so that's why she couldn't.
Oh, go wait on the curb. Tell the Uber get there.
Maybe it's raining outside, but
hide in the closet?
It seems a little strange.
And she seemed assertive enough to put her foot down and be like, look, don't record me. That's that. Period.
Maybe she was under the influence.
Well,
and she knew
I think she thought she wasn't
goosey.
Being recorded because she said they secretly recorded her and she told them she didn't want to be in the video. Now, listen, I understand. The video comes out. I didn't approve this. Maybe she didn't have her makeup done. Maybe she didn't look right. Maybe she just wanted to handle the business part of it. I get that. I'm not against that at all.
Yeah, but the hiding in the closet thing sounds strange.
But I do feel like, you know, and it's wrong if somebody did not give their approval and consent to be in a video. But she could have hit him and said, listen, can you edit me out of the video?
But the hiding in the closet thing sounds strange.
Now, Trey Songz responded on Twitter. He said, "Baby girl bugging, point blank, period. Got my number, could have called, saw the cameras and the lights, heard action. I don't do this Twitter-ish, girl. You know me and got my number. F out of here." And there's been situations.
Why do people always say they don't do that Twitter stuff on Twitter? That never confuses anybody?
No.
But it wasn't, yeah. But I also feel like when you feel you're in that situation, like I've been places where all of a sudden somebody's making a music video out of nowhere, like you just leave.
But did you hide in the closet?
No, we just
left.
That's what makes it sound like an alternative fact. Why'd you hide in the closet and not just leave?
But she could send a cease and desist and they could stop that video immediately.
Right. But now it made it a bigger deal because you put it out there, so
now
everybody's looking to see her in the video. All right, Madonna, she was at the Women's March, and she talked about blowing up the White House.
Oh,
and
boy.
So she has had to since respond to that. Here's what she said.
"I am outraged. I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, but I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote, we must love one another or die."
All right, she has clarified that was supposed to be a metaphor. She said, "I'm not a violent person. I do not promote violence, and it's important people hear and understand my speech in its entirety rather than one phrase taken wildly out of context. I spoke in metaphor, and I shared two ways of looking at
things." You don't take out of context somebody saying, "I often think of blowing up the White House."
She said, but then she said, "I know that wouldn't solve anything."
I get it, but you know, you can't really take that out of context.
Well, the Secret Service spokesperson now has said that they are aware of her remarks, and they will open an investigation.
There you go.
Before they decide how to proceed.
Drop one of Clues Bob's with the Secret Service. Now, I wasn't going to say nothing because it was such a great cause, but that's a Madonna privilege there. Now, you can't just go around talking about blowing up the White House.
Well, you go out and keep on dropping bombs and see if they don't open an investigation.
I didn't say I'm going to drop a bomb on the White House, okay? I didn't say that.
All right, now here's some unfortunate news. Reggie Bush might have a baby by a side chick. Apparently, there's some video.
It's an alternative child. Yeah.
Allegedly, of him having sex with Monique Exposito. She was a Miami nightclub waitress. And in the video, she's saying that she's always wanted a mixed baby. And he says, then I don't know if I can say this. Well,
you give a man a reason to take the condom off, he's going to take it off. Jesus Christ.
Well, she is due to deliver their baby next month.
Don't give me that option. I make bad choices in life.
Reggie Bush still hasn't had that DNA text. I mean, test.
DNA text? Whoa. You get those
now?
He
hasn't had a DNA test. Whoa. But they're saying that he offered her $3 million in hush money in order for her to have an abortion. Clearly, she didn't. Also, she's married, by the way. She's married, and now her husband wants to leave her, of course. And Reggie Bush is named in those divorce papers several times and wants to make sure that he is the father.
So she had an alternative relationship with Reggie Bush, and they had an alternative child.
Now, her husband said he didn't have sex with her around the time of conception, so it couldn't be him. There's no way he's the father, and got to be Reggie Bush.
Why would you Why would you shoot a girl's club up and then pay her to have an abortion? You made the conscious decision to shoot her club up. You know what happens when sperm goes inside the vagina.
He might have been under the influence.
Under the influence of some good poom poom. Ladies, don't ever give a man the option to take the condom off. Please. Okay? It's a tough decision that we often make the wrong choice.
Well, she's got a new house now and a new car, and so...
She won.
I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee.
She wasn't at the Women's March this weekend, I'm sure. She was not there. She was like, I have no reason to be marching. I'm good.
All right, when we come back, Jhené Aiko will be joining us. We'll kick it with Jhené Aiko, so don't go anywhere.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special maniac in the building this morning. Jhené Aiko.
Hi.
Hello, Jhené.
Good morning.
What's up?
What type of spiritual cleanse or diet are you on this time?
Vegan diet.
Still vegan?
Yes.
You showering
just like
now?
Keeping, and then also keeping just like
you said it's your
negative
now.
Energy. No. I was always showering. Oh, okay.
But that was part of something when you weren't, though, right?
I was always showering. It was a joke. When I
got you.
It was took you literally. So.
Yeah.
So just vegan.
Yeah, and just keeping negativity out of my.
You came from the wrong place.
You might got to get out of here.
How do you do that?
No.
Do you
shower?
Do you light your sage when you walk in rooms and stuff? Erykah Badu did that.
I walk into a spray every morning. Like I spray it around myself. It has sage in it.
Okay. What kind of spray?
It's called Joy.
Protected.
It's called Shaman Essence.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can find it at like the holistic. Type of natural food stores.
Got you.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the new single, Maniac.
Thank you.
I think a lot of women will appreciate a song like that. And a lot of men will be flattered, too.
What kind of maniac are you, though? Sexual or, like, burn all your clothes up?
She's a hop on that maniac.
It depends. No, I've never burned anyone's clothes. It's more of a hop on a kind of maniac.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that sexual freedom.
I figured you would.
Thank you.
So, now...
Where do we go from hopping on the... I don't want to be too vulgar.
You can't see.
I don't want to
say penis.
Penis?
Yeah, you say penis.
Can you say dick on
No,
radio?
You cannot. No, yeah. Say penis.
And I don't know. I think dick sounds better.
Now, what made you write a record like that, though?
Big Sean.
I think that that's just a part of me. That's just a part of who I am. I can be pretty vulgar, like in my waking life. So... Yeah.
That's part new of it. If you listen to her music.
Yeah, exactly. I think that all my friends and everyone that knows me knows that I'm inappropriate a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. And I like to say stuff that people are like, huh?
Isn't it more freeing just to be yourself? Because you know, like when you're in the industry, like, oh, you can't say that, Jhené.
Yeah. But since I was like a little girl, I've been getting in trouble for...
Hopping on...
but for having a dirty mouth. Because I used to like... recite Lil' Kim hardcore in elementary school.
I used to be scared of it. Yeah.
Exactly. Now I put
lips to this.
Your parents don't have a problem with you being so vulgar as a child? Like, that's...
I'm the youngest of five.
Okay.
So all of my siblings were teaching me stuff that I wasn't supposed to be knowing. And then my dad is a pediatrician. When he was around, he was always, I'm not going to say that. As we got older, he's very, like, open with us. And he has 8 kids. He's like, you know, I make the best kids. Like, my
pop is slinging D around.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't mind, like, talking to us like that. Mm-hmm. And my mom was always, like, cursing a lot.
Did that make you have sex early?
Why does he have 8 kids?
Yeah, like, was he doing it on purpose? Like,
you know what? He actually wants 9.
Got you.
Because he wants, like, 1 through 9.
Yeah,
my dad.
9 is the highest level of change.
I don't know.
Did that make you have sex early, though, as a child?
Did it make me have sex early? No.
Now, when did you lose your virginity?
That's what I really wanted to ask.
Because I'm curious.
You know what? When I did media training when I was 13, they told me that if anyone ever asked me when I lost my virginity to ignore the question. So,
wow.
But you don't want to hear talking about hopping on.
I'm about to be 29 years old. That is the past. I'm living in the present. I'm about to be 29 years old.
Okay.
In March. So I think I could talk about hopping on. And
I have an 8-year genius interview with Rob Markman.
Oh, yes.
Did say those lyrics were inspired by Big Sean.
The
goodness gracious,
ruler part.
Yeah, the ruler part.
Charlamagne Love is pulling up Big Sean's penis.
Not like in real life on the laptop.
Wait a minute.
I pulled it up when Mac Miller was here because Mac Miller's dating Ariana Grande now. So I pulled it up to show him.
Where? Let me see.
Can you tell us if this is real or not? If that's a real picture? Because I don't know if it's fake or if it's.
Hold on.
If it's really him.
Usually has it in his savings.
I was saving that for later on in the interview.
Can you identify his penis in the lineup?
Right,
like, if there was a lineup of penises.
On. Let me see. Hold on. Big Sean nude pics.
I've never seen this. So
you've seen Big Sean's penis before. Stop it.
I've never seen a picture.
Is that it?
Wait.
It is. It is.
That's it? No, I'm just looking at this picture.
Does that dick look familiar to you? Huh? Can you pick that penis out of a lineup,
Janae?
Is that
the maniac penis?
Huh? Goodness gracious.
Is that the one that got you writing records about hopping on?
The song was like, actually just inspired by the beat. When I heard the beat, I just kept saying, hop on that like a maniac. Because when I like to freestyle rap.
Gotcha.
I'm more of a battle rapper. But when I am just freestyling.
You're a battle rapper?
Yeah, when I'm just freestyling.
That was Notorious B.I.G. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Janae Aiko in the building. Not Charlamagne.
The 2088 album was real dope, right?
Thank you.
But it seems like y'all didn't promote that heavy. Like, it seemed like
it came
out and it just.
More.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I was thinking the rumors of you and Sean dating probably made y'all not want to go.
No, we were up for it. I think we were both in the middle of working on our projects. So it was sort of like something that we for sure wanted to do
and
put out. But we were also working on other things, too. So.
Yeah, but it's an album. Y'all got to go
work
it.
I know.
And it's a really good album. It has a nice, like, ride-out vibe that you can listen to the whole thing.
Well, there's going
to
be more.
And you got to look at promos. It's like a couple's retreat. Like, when y'all went out on the road, have Def Jam pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's good bonding time.
Good idea.
They did, like, little spot dates. You see them at the game with each other, see them here and there. But it wasn't much. I thought that was dope.
You think the rumors, you think you and Sean dating actually made people not focus on the music?
I think people like to focus on everything but the music nowadays.
Gotcha. So.
But, I mean, we are friends. Like, we go out. You know what I mean? That has nothing to do with us trying to promote the music either. So, like I said, people like to focus on that more than the music. Because to me, it's some of my favorite music that I've ever made. Yeah, there's going to be more, though, for sure.
Being that you're a battle rapper, were you guys competitive? Like,
Sean is, like, way too good at freestyling. Like, way, like, he's the best rapper that I've ever heard personally. Like,
so y'all battle?
I wouldn't battle him, no.
You should.
No. I have to, like, practice a little more because he just has, like...
We should get somebody to write, like, help write some stuff that you have ready. Cause
it would
be
funny, but
it.
That's cheating. And I'm not a cheater.
Well, on 2088, you guys said you guys were both cheaters.
Well, that's just... We were also robotic sex, like, movie stars in 2088.
Is it weird to do an album with somebody you're dating and then to, like, say things and he's like, wait a minute, did you really do that? Because
we think Sean wrote most of those songs. Mm-hmm. So we... And I was... It's really hard for me to, like, work with another writer. because I'll just be like, either you can like just write the song, or I'll be like, like that's not something that I feel like I connect to, but I really trust his songwriting, and he wrote a lot from my perspective, like even some songs that we didn't use. So what was your question? I was saying, when you write things,
what's wrong with you, yo?
Listen, that's interesting though. Could you date a cheater? Like, if you were cheating and your man was cheating, and both of y'all knew y'all was cheating, you think y'all could have a cohesive relationship?
No, I've never dated someone that was cheating, and I was
currently. You mean nobody was cheating currently?
Right. But like, I've never been in a situation where I knew that this person was cheating on who they were with, and I was cheating on. No, that's never happened. But I feel like that would be something to worry about, because it's like, oh, you're doing this, so what? You know, what are you gonna do with me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what if y'all in a relationship and y'all just being honest about y'all infidelities? Could you still maintain a healthy relationship?
Yeah, I think as long as you're communicating with each other, then you just have to respect that and respect the honesty.
Weren't you cheating on your husband with Sean though? That was a rumor.
No, I wasn't. No.
Awkward. Awkward. That's a question.
Yeah, it's just a question. But no, I wasn't.
Isn't your guy asking for like spousal support?
I don't know. You'll have to talk to the lawyers about that.
Yeah, right. That.
She's had media training at a young age.
He's requesting alimony.
But it has to be hard with people talking about that and not knowing the real story behind what happened.
Wait. Let's go ahead. Why should she pay him? He's a producer. He's making his own money.
Why not? All these men that have had to pay women when they go through divorces. Janae got bread.
And
come up off some of that bread.
And she has a child she got to raise.
And I was there for you all those years.
It wasn't really that many years, though. They weren't married that long.
How long were they married?
Right? It wasn't that long, because when you came up here last time, she had just gotten married.
How long were you married, Janae?
So it had to be like a year, if I had to guess.
2 years.
Two years. Oh, that's nothing.
You don't get that much money for no
years. You don't got to pay him that much. You need to break him off a little something, though.
What?
You don't think so?
No.
He makes his own money. I'm sure he'll be fine.
You cheated on him. You broke his heart.
No, I did not. I didn't.
You cheated on him with Sean, Janae.
Don't believe. You, of all people, should know.
I know. I'm just making conversation.
I know. And that's your job.
So let's talk about the new project, because obviously Maniac is setting us up for something new. So what is that going to be?
So basically, I am just really into expressing myself. Mm-hmm. And this year, I just really want to show like every side of me, really dive into who I am, which I feel like I've been doing since I first started. But obviously, I'm getting older, and I feel like I'm more in tune with who I am and less afraid to express, you know, every side of myself.
Now you have a daughter. How's your daughter?
She's eight.
Do you get nervous with being so free because she listens to the music? Because I was thinking,
I don't.
When you was rapping Little Kim, I used to put to the D, right? And I'm thinking to myself, if my daughter listens to that, is she going to want to put Lips to the D sooner?
She's probably listening to Worse right now.
Yeah. And she can go online.
In the age of the internet.
We have lots of discussions, me and my daughter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my whole family, we're just open that. And we have, like, real discussions.
Like, when you say open, like, hey, Mom, what's... Get on the D, and you explain what it is?
Yeah.
At eight?
I mean, she hasn't asked that, but...
If she did, you would tell her.
If she did, I would explain it in a way.
How would you explain getting on a D? I got to hit it.
Hopping on, not getting on.
Hopping on. Hey, Ma, what's hopping on the D, and whose D are you hopping on? And
hopping means a steady bounce.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
You've done it before, I've seen that.
No, I've had it done. Duh.
McConan.
Wow. Oh, wait.
So go ahead. So how do you explain that to your daughter?
How do I explain it? Wow, this is the hardest question I've ever been asked.
Whose D are you hopping on? What's hopping on the D?
Hopping on the D, I would be like, have you played hopscotch? Yeah, it's when you replace the numbers. When you replace the numbers with letters. Uh-huh. And so instead of 1, 2, 3, you put A, B, C, D, and then that's when you hop on the letter D.
Okay, all right.
Like a maniac with a lot of energy.
Man, say the bouncy house or something, not hopscotch.
But would you let her listen to the song?
She's heard it. Mm-hmm. She's heard it. But she is very, very smart, very wise and mature, and I trust her. Mm. We trust each other, you know, so. And her father is very much so involved in her life, so he's...
Sounds like more of a sister relationship than mama.
No, it's because I'm like more of the disciplinary. Exactly. Like, I'm the one that will, like,
pop her.
Because everyone, you know, she's basically like the only child right now in our whole family. She's the youngest, so everyone is, she's like the princess.
She's
like
spoiled.
Everyone caters to her, but and I have to be the one that's like, no, like, you know. So
that's real though. Parents aren't supposed to be your friends,
right? Yeah. I mean, we definitely are compatible in that way. Like, we're very we have a good friendship too. But she knows, you know, if anyone is like, "Oh, I'm gonna go tell your mom," she's like, "No, no. Like, she knows."
Wait till your mom gets home.
Yeah.
That was DJ Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Janae Aiko in the building. Now, Yee.
You directed the video, Maniac, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's nice.
Well, so, I literally direct most of my videos. Mm-hmm. I would say about 80%. This is the first time I was like, can I get a credit, please?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just after so long of being like, oh, actually, like, wrote this and, like, actually, like, this is my idea, so.
You need a new lawyer and a new manager.
No,
new
I mean,
you're not getting credit?
It's, for me, it's not really about getting the credit, you know, because it's like, whatever. Mm-hmm. They direct, you know, they actually did help direct it. And Maniac, I was probably the most involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was actually.
She's in an insane asylum.
I don't think it's X-rated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where, like, there's like a, my small little boob is out with it. So I don't think that is
considered. Areola showing?
No, I have on a pasty.
Oh, okay.
But it, my boob is small, so it covers up like most of it. So
now we talked about
it's almost like I have on, it's almost like I'm all the way covered.
Well, let's talk about this video a little bit more.
Okay.
So you're in insane asylum, right?
Uh-huh.
And you said you did some research.
Yes.
On insane asylum. So
I did. I went to the psychiatric museum in Hollywood. And I watched a whole bunch of movies about, well, that are based around the
insane asylums
back in the day, where they would do like ridiculous like treatment techniques, and a lot for women, a lot of the techniques for women were just like crazy, and the reasons why they were admitted in the first place would be like PMS symptoms or like
nymphomaniacs. You said.
Yeah, or nymphomania,
and
or
conversion shock therapy or something
stuff
crazy.
Like that. Yeah. So a lot of the things that I did in the video were actual techniques that they used back in the day. But for me, because Maniac is more about being a nymphomaniac,
mm-hmm.
and the techniques to me were also like, this is weird because I feel like a person that is really freaky would actually get off on like being strapped,
like 50
strapped
shades.
Up or being in a cage or being tied, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean,
okay.
I don't know if that would feel good.
Yeah, I don't, that's, no.
A little shock, just a little bit. It's a little.
Do you get into S&M and stuff?
That's crazy.
The first, when I did the artwork for the Maniac cover art, I did the Japanese bondage art technique thing, and that was really my first time like experiencing something like that, and I was like, oh, I get it, because it hurts a little, but it also, I have a lot of tattoos and stuff like that, like and piercings, so I
take the pain.
Understand.
You like the pain. The pain feels good to you.
Yes.
At times.
Mm. Yes.
So would you try bondage now that you did that for the...
Probably, yeah.
Are you a nymphomaniac? Or this, it's a cute little song to write.
I feel like it, when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, yeah.
You want it all the time.
I'm his dirty exactly. little slut.
Just yeah, but not in the way of just
okay,
like, geez. I'm just like,
wow. I'm saying, yes,
I need it, who got it? Like, I'm not not like that, you know?
Is being a nymphomaniac, could that be a valid excuse for a guy? Like, if I just keep cheating, having sex with a bunch of different girls, like, look, I'm a nymphomaniac, and I went clinically, got diagnosed.
I mean, I'm not an excuse, but I feel like that is a real thing. Like, sex addiction is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you stick with me through that? Sexual addiction?
I don't know. It depends. I've never dealt with that before.
Would you stay with somebody who cheated on you?
I have before, yeah.
Now, we talked about divorce before.
Ask who?
Ask who what? Who cheated on
you? Yeah.
Who cheated on you?
Every person I've ever been with.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Really? Like,
but it's probably hard because she's an artist. She's on the road. Sometimes she's not around. It's easy. Men are insecure.
What's the longest you've been in a relationship before?
2 years.
See, that's not cheat. That's not a good cheating window.
Right. Like,
if you're cheating on a girl within 2 years, your box might be kind of...
Nah. You can't blame yourself.
You better
if a man...
not call her box trash.
I ain't say trash. I'm just saying.
You better not.
I ain't say trash.
What you say?
I say.
Now, that's the problem. You cannot cheat on a woman. You're wrong. You can't say she's wrong because you cheated.
But she's always on the road. She's not home.
Stay home. Most women.
No, I don't. A lot of it was when I was younger. Okay. So I just think it was, you know, immature. People get bored and
dating older men. I'm sure.
No.
Oh.
Would you guys are immature. Again? They're young and immature.
Yeah.
You would get married again, so mm-hmm. getting divorced didn't affect how you feel in love.
No. I think the last time I was here, we talked about, like, everyone is not the one type of thing. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to
find the one for you.
Yeah.
You're not married now, are you? I just have to check.
She's make still, sure you didn't she's in the process of getting a
and
divorce.
And not tell us.
She can't legally marry Sean until she divorces the guy who wants spousal support and alimony.
Oh, you guys. You crazy guys.
All right, now, so listen. Do we have a title? Do we have a title for the album?
I'm going to say that this year I'm going to be putting out a special, like, an art project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean?
That it's going to be tight and to wait.
So there's no title?
So there's visuals, there's music. And so when you say an art project, is it going to be, like, video or is it going
to
be...
just everything that I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Did Steve Harvey's comments about Asian men bother you?
No. I don't really get offended. I'm not like a, unless it's like coming from like someone I love, mm-hmm. I don't get offended by things that people say. I mean, I don't agree with him.
Shut up.
So mm-hmm. I don't agree with him at all.
That's a good
Janae
way to
has
be.
Janae has to go, guys. Label told me Janae has to go.
So she comes late and now she got to go?
Yes.
All right. See what I'm saying?
We look forward to some more music and we look forward
thank
to
thank you. I have
album.
A lot really more like music for you guys.
Janae's not coming back. I don't know if you realize that. This is it.
No, I'll always come back. This is fun to me.
This is fun. Okay.
Yes.
It's challenging.
All right. Well,
no, it's just, no, I like to talk.
Janae is cool. It's the next Def Jam artist they got to worry about since they want to rush her out. Different rules of 2017, baby.
Oh, my goodness. All right. It's Janae Aiko. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
He has rumor report coming up. I don't know what the
right
hell
now.
She's talking about.
What's
right now.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown.
What are you doing over there?
I got the sauce. I'm saucy.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Saturday Night Live over the weekend, we told you Aziz Ansari was making his first appearance on there, as well as Big Sean. Well, this got a lot of press. Aziz Ansari made a joke comparing Donald Trump to Chris Brown. Check it out.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that voted for Trump the same way a lot of people listen to the music of Chris Brown, where it's like, hey, man, I'm just here for the tunes. I'm just here for the tunes. I don't know about that other stuff. I just like the dancing and the music. I don't condone the extracurriculars. If you think about it, Donald Trump is basically the Chris Brown of politics, and Make America Great Again is his These Hoes Ain't Loyal.
That joke really don't make any sense when you really break it down.
Not
because what is the one thing that you would like about Donald Trump? With Chris, with all his extracurricular stuff, you still like his music.
Right,
what's the one thing
music.
You like about Trump?
Yeah, I'd be pissed off if I was Chris.
Yeah, that
well,
makes no
here's
sense.
How Chris Brown responded.
F*** it, catch a break. This f***ing said that Donald Trump is the Chris Brown of politics. I swear I'm moving. Get the f*** out of here. Don't f***ing trust what you see. Even salt look like sugar.
All right.
Hold on, what?
Salt look like sugar.
That made no sense either.
Chris Brown must have thought that it was funny because he did post it on his Instagram and respond to it.
What did that even mean just now? Even salt looks like sugar. So does cocaine. That's what it sounds like you're on right now, Chris, with that stupid ass quote. What was that? What did that even mean?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out at a later date. All right. Speaking of Donald Trump, let's discuss some Chrisette Michelle business. A lot of people were disappointed that she went ahead and sang at Donald Trump's inauguration ball. And Spike Lee was one of those people that was extremely disappointed. He said, good morning, folks. I was sorry to read that Sister Girl is singing at Donald Trump's inauguration. I was thinking about using Chrisette's song Black Girl Magic in my Netflix series She's Gotta Have It. Not anymore. And that's the truth, Ruth. That's what Spike Lee posted.
I don't believe Spike Lee.
What you mean?
I don't believe that Spike Lee was even thinking about Chrisette Michelle. Nobody was. None of us were thinking about Chrisette Michelle.
No, I believe him. I don't think he would make it. He actually pulled her song and is not going to use it. And it's called Black Girl Magic.
He said he was thinking about it. How can he pull it? He said he was thinking about putting it in. You can't pull what you didn't even put in yet.
Well, I believe him. I don't think he would just make that up out of nowhere.
Maybe
he was thinking of doing that. Now, right now, currently, I'm watching Talib Kweli go back and forth with Chrisette Michelle's fiance, who's also her manager. Biggs, and I guess he had posted a response to Spike Lee, basically telling him, F you. Open letter to Spike Lee, F you.
That's all it was?
It was a whole letter.
That's two letters, by the way. F and U.
No, he posted a whole letter.
Oh,
letter.
Okay.
An open letter. And he put F-U on the post also. And he said, January 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, a date which will live in infamy. This is the joint I'll be listening to all day. Stevie Wonder's Heaven Help Us All. Now, he went ahead on Twitter and was talking about the whole entire situation, and basically, I guess he was disappointed that Talib Kweli would go in on Chrisette Michelle and that a lot of people were going in on her. And Talib Kweli then responded. This is going on right now as we speak. Mm-hmm. You know, Big said, real OGs pick up the phone or pull up to gain insight to that which they don't understand. And Talib said, you ain't owed that, bruh. And then he said, nothing original or gangsta about actions. When he thinks Chrisette Michelle and her actions, I would definitely say she's an OG. And he said, false. And they're just going back and forth. A lot of people were upset. They were dragging her on social media.
I just want y'all to have that same energy for everybody else that was at the inauguration. Like Floyd Mayweather was at the inauguration. Yeah. But I bet you when Floyd fight Conor McGregor, y'all going to be tuning in to watch that fight. And when y'all see Floyd in the club, y'all going to be taking pictures with him and all that other good stuff. Have that same energy with everybody, damn.
Now, Chrisette Michelle was paid $250,000 for that one night of singing. And so we'll see if that ends up being worth it for her in the long run.
You don't know somebody's financials. She might have needed that bread. I mean, it is what it is. It's not like she has a niche following. It's not like...
Wasn't none of y'all thinking about Chrisette Michelle before
this? It's Chrisette Michelle.
Exactly.
No, my God.
Okay? That's exactly what I mean. I don't even know her name like
that. I saw Little Mo really was going hard, sticking up for her, too, because obviously that's her friend. They were on that show, Hollywood Divas, together.
Uh-huh. What did Mo say? You know?
You have to watch it because it was a video that she posted.
Yeah, Mo blacked out.
Yeah, but she was going.
All I'm gonna keep reminding y'all is don't act like Floyd Mayweather wasn't sitting at that inauguration. Y'all are conveniently ignoring that one, right? Because y'all want to watch that next Conor McGregor.
Well, I don't
fight.
Think that he cares about our support because Floyd Mayweather is rich. I don't think Floyd cares about what you care about.
Forget what he cares about. What do we care about?
I don't think that Floyd really cares what people.
Forget what Floyd thinks about.
Like
we need to have that same energy with Chrisette, with Floyd.
Chrisette.
Okay. All right.
I honestly don't care. That's a decision that she made. She's able to make any decision that she is.
If I don't
F with Chrisette Michelle, I can't F with some of my neighbors that I know voted for Trump because I've seen the signs.
And be leaving that window open for when Conor McGregor fight Floyd. He's going to be able to watch that fight.
I'm going to watch regardless. I mean, it is what it is. I don't agree with what Floyd does, but that's still a homie. That's all.
All right.
I don't agree with everything you do.
You got a homie who's
a Trump
supporter?
Go ahead.
I don't agree with everything you do, but I still like you.
You shouldn't. Because I deal with nothing but alternative facts over here. All right?
All right, Kanye, in the meantime, is quietly going to do some new music now. He's been working.
Nope. Give him the same energy y'all gave Chrisette.
He has some surprise projects coming up.
Nope.
You guys, can I please finish?
This guy's a jerk.
Kanye has some surprise projects that he has coming out that involves music and concerts. And
we don't care.
Be coming out this spring and summer. And he's working on his own fashion line and some collaborations as well. And I see that Kim Kardashian is also trying to put her Kimojis on some clothing. So she's going to be branding her stuff on apparel, makeup bags, stickers, jewelry, accessories, and a whole lot of other things. Those Kimojis made a lot of money, so I guess it only makes sense to turn it into some type of clothing line.
Y'all out here slandering Chrisette Michelle, but got on a pair of Yeezys right now. Right now.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor
y'all
report.
Tell me. Jesus Christ.
Friends know of me. I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Me being the devil is an alternative fact, okay? Donkey of the Day for Monday, January 23rd is a double donkey, man. Look, okay, Donald Trump's team is officially the greatest cast of comedians ever. Not the cast of The Chappelle Show, not the cast of In Living Color, not the cast of SNL, not the cast of Atlanta, Blackish, Insecure, none of that. Donald Trump's team were the funniest without even trying, okay? It's not a funniest sitcom or reality show on television right now. In fact, what they have going on would be called an alternative reality show, the first of its kind. Okay, and I personally thoroughly enjoy it simply because I'm not going to sit around and pout for the next 4 years. I'm going to just keep God first, live my life, get this money so I can empower myself and others and enjoy this alternative reality show called the Trump Administration. Now, we all got eyes. All right, some of y'all were actually there in D.C. this weekend. We saw the inauguration on TV. Okay, and let's be clear, it just wasn't lit.
wasn't popping. Wasn't a large crowd as inaugurations go. I mean, Donald Trump's inauguration paled in comparison to the Women's March. Drop on the clues bombs for the Women's March, damn it. Okay? The Women's March had three times more people than Trump's inauguration crowd. Crowd scientists say it was at about 470,000 demonstrators in D.C. compared to about 160 for Trump's inauguration. I know what you're thinking. I'm the president of the United States of America. I won already. Who cares? How many people come to the ring ceremony? I won. Give me my ring. I mean, that's how I would think, but I'm not a narcissistic egomaniac like some people. Clearly, this is what the Trump administration cares about, but that's what happens when a country doesn't have a commander-in-chief, but a celebrity-in-chief. Okay, well, the National Press Secretary for our celebrity-in-chief came to his defense this weekend during a press conference. Sean Spicer is what they call him. He claimed the crowd to witness Trump's inauguration Friday was the biggest of all time, bigger than Ringley Brothers. Don't believe me? Listen for yourself.
Photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way, in one particular tweet, to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. We do know a few things, so let's go through the facts. We know that from the platform where the president was sworn in to 4th Street holds about 250,000 people. From 4th Street to the media tent is about another 220,000. And from the media tent to the Washington Monument, another 250,000 people. All of this space was full when the president took the oath of office. We know that 420,000 people used the D.C. Metro public transit yesterday.
Jesus.
Which actually compares to 317,000 that used it for President Obama's last inaugural.
What
this was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. These attempts to lessen the enthusiasm of the inauguration are shameful and wrong.
National Press Secretary Sean Spicer just up there pressed telling lies. Okay, not only did he tell a lie, he had reasonings for his lie. The white tarp laid out in front of the Capitol, strict security measures led to attendees getting there late. Sean sounds like a club promoter trying to tell the DJ why he can't pay him all his money at the end of the night. Like, stop trying to sell me a dream. I know why you can't pay me, because nobody showed up. But Sean Spicer wasn't the only person in the Trump administration who was trying to sell America a dream. Kellyanne Conway, Trump's senior advisor, was on ABC's This Week. And when pressed on why Spicer said things that weren't true, she gave us a term that pretty much is going to sum up everything the administration stands for, the Trump administration. Let's hear it.
You did not answer the question of why the president asked the White House press secretary to come out in front of the podium for the first time and utter a falsehood. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office
on
day one.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative facts? The one thing he got right was Zeke Miller. Four of the five facts he uttered were just not true. Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
Drop on the clues bombs for alternative facts, damn it. The new sexy way to say lies. If you're married, stop saying you're having an affair. Just say you have an alternative relationship. Have a baby with another woman other than your wife or girlfriend. That's an alternative child. You HIV positive and you don't want to tell people your status? Just say you got alternative blood cells. The possibilities are endless.
Wait.
I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Alternative relationship. Doesn't
okay? Shut up. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, okay?
There's a whole other meaning.
In my mind, we didn't lose to Green Bay last week, all right? And we beat Atlanta yesterday. Therefore, in my mind, we are the alternative NFC champion since facts don't matter anymore. And we can just create our own alternative realities. Let me live my lie, okay? See, this is the reality of the situation. The reason people didn't show up to Trump's inauguration is because we live in a world full of sneaky Trump supporters, and nobody wants to admit they voted for Trump. So being that nobody wants to admit they voted for Trump, of course they wouldn't show up to the inauguration. The rest of his supporters probably can't afford to come. You in the backwoods of Mississippi somewhere. You want to support your guy. Let's go to D.C., Bubba Jake. Clean his gas up the truck. We headed north. Which way to D.C.? Follow the sun. Look, his supporters in the backwoods couldn't make it, all right? They couldn't make it to the inauguration. They got hogs to tend to, all right? Will Rogers once said, a fool and his money are soon elected. We here now. Donald Trump is president, and that is not an alternative fact. That is a reality. So let's just all enjoy the show, the entertainment, and the content they provide for us all, and just pray we all don't die in the process. Give Sean Spicer and Kellyanne Conway the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right. All right.
I was going to tell you that alternative relationships is swingers, or a swinger is a completely... never mind.
Who said that? Who told you that?
I just defined it. I just looked it up.
Nobody cares about what the dictionary says anymore, boy. I got an alternative dictionary that says something totally different about what an alternative relationship is. Alternative relationship is when you with your side chick.
That's what you right? call it?
Absolutely. When you with your wish, when you with your mistress. Okay. It's an alternative relationship, damn it.
All right.
Well, okay.
All right. Well, when we come back, Miss Angela.
It's not even real.
Rye will be joining us.
Whoa, we got something here with this. Women are going to be so confused for the rest of our lives now.
What you mean?
Oh, you with another
our
woman?
Lives are...
No, it's an alternative relationship. It's not even real. What's wrong with you?
This guy. Angela Rye, when we come back, she's our CNN commentator, our political guide when we need help.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Angela Rye.
And we'll talk to her when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Miss Angela Rye with us this morning.
Absolutely.
We're going to break down a lot of stuff that was going on all weekend long.
Oh, yeah, the inauguration, the Women's March.
A lot of questions.
Let's start with the inauguration.
Yes, let's start.
It happened, Angela. He got sworn in. He's there.
Biggest crowd ever. Lies. So the thing that's crazy about this is right now I still have on my funeral clothes, but today I'm trying to transition into this is like my Black Panther outfit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real serious. I think that not only did he lie about the numbers, what was more disturbing to me is what he said in his inauguration speech. It seemed like he was still on the campaign trail and he was still in this fight.
Ishino and Barack.
Well,
I've never seen a president do that before.
What did he say?
Well, I think there are a number of things. So he talked about, you know, coming in and fighting for the poor. And as soon as he left off the stage, he cut this FHA fee, right. Which makes it easier. You guys have already known about this, but it makes it easier for homebuyers to get in their first home. I had an FHA loan for my first home.
Right. Me too.
$500 more is going to cost these folks to buy a home. Mm-hmm. The premiums have increased. That's the first thing he did.
Okay.
He's supposed to be making America great again.
Right.
He's supposed to be working for these working class voters. That's not what he's doing.
Now, people don't understand what that means. So if you try to buy a loan, if you try to get a house, mm-hmm. you need a loan, and you pay less than 20% down, they charge
3.5%.
You an additional percentage on your home.
So EMI, they call that.
Yeah, most people live check to check now. So now you have to pay an additional money every month for your home.
That's right. And that was the first action he took, in addition to saying he's going to do whatever is possible with every federal agency that has jurisdiction over the Affordable Care Act, or mm-hmm. Obamacare as we know it, mm-hmm. to make it easier to repeal it. So we know that that was a part of it. First two actions on day one.
But we knew
it's
that was going to happen.
It's not for the average American at all.
I mean, that was my thing. I said in a couple years, the same people who voted for Trump are going to rail against Trump because he's not going to do anything for them that he said he was going to do.
Well, that could in fact be the case, but I think that folks so much hated Obamacare that one, like we've talked about before, they didn't realize that the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare were the same thing.
Absolutely.
But also the fact that okay, now it's not just about your health care. It's also about you being able to stay in your home.
Is that normal, though? Is that normal first action? Not even enjoy your dinner. You just go straight and sign papers against Barack Obama. Is that normal?
Well, this is the first time we've seen anyone do anything against Barack Obama, right? So I don't know what's normal before. I can also tell you that this is typical conservative type of action. These are folks that appeal to working class voters in their speech, but not in the policies that they implement. And that's why we always talk about folks needing to vote their interests and not just their dreams. You're not at that. You're not playing at that level yet.
Now, what are your immediate plans now that Trump is in the White House?
I think right now we're in resistance phase. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think it's so important when I think about people of color who have platforms. I'm still frustrated about Martin Luther King III going to meet with Donald Trump
on his dad's birthday.
It's mm-hmm. just that is asinine to me. And I think When we talk about what we need to be doing, I'm thinking about the Women's March. The fact that already, because my initial thought was, we always march. Mm-hmm. And I have friends, Linda, Tamika, Carmen, and Janae, who worked on the march. Mm-hmm. But they left the march and they started something called 10 Actions for the First 100 Days.
Yes.
This is the 10 actions that they're going to push forth. The first one is just writing to your senator, pushing, you know, the policy agenda that you want to see implemented. I think that's so important because so often we're like, okay, the emotional high of gathering. I saw folks in the airport last night coming back from the march. But what happens when you leave and they've already started?
Yeah, I think people fail to realize that there is a process called democracy. Like, we can hold the president accountable. We can hold our senators accountable.
We
I understand
must.
The resistance, but we must engage just a tad bit when it comes to, you know, democracy.
And I think that engagement is, it's in the eye of the beholder, right? Mm-hmm. I think it depends on where you want to be. Part of it is knowing that this guy does not represent an agenda that we want to see mm-hmm. implemented. And so by resistance, I'm not talking about staying at home watching like episodes of Sanford and Son. Right. I'm talking about strategic organized resistance that says, no, not on my watch, not on my dime. Women make up half of the country. You're not going to come for policies that help to ensure our viability in this country.
Have we seen another president before this not try to unify the country at the inauguration, but basically saying, let's not come together,
I don't think Trump can, because we've never had a president this divisive that I can remember.
Well, and I think that's just it. Like, I can't remember that either, but we not that old. I might be able to tell, but we not that old. So that's part of it, too. I think it's unconventional to me. My cousin sent me this grief wheel earlier. And there's like a stage called protest. It's the second stage on this wheel. And I'm like, how long am I going to be in protest phase? Because then there's disorganization and then reorganization. I would love for us to get to reorganization and realize we're not all going to play the same role. There's agitators, there's advocates, and there are implementers. Yeah, and we all have a certain role that we play. It's not all going to be the same.
We all know that politicians lie, right? But do you feel like Donald Trump, as our president, is like one of the biggest liars that we've ever
alternative fact sheet, not a
Can
lie.
Can you believe that it became a hashtag?
I don't even understand
his
why.
First three
why
days
the numbers is such
fact.
A big deal to him, though? Like, for him, it's like a competition.
Because
like,
he's the celebrity in chief. I keep telling y'all, he's not a commander in chief. He's a celebrity in chief.
I don't understand why, in every speech he's been making, and they've had press conferences about the numbers at the inauguration. What is the big deal? People didn't show out.
So we know that his ego rules above all else. Mm-hmm. At least that's what his actions have demonstrated to us. For his press secretary to go to the first time at the podium and say, you know, our numbers were larger with a picture of it. I don't know where that picture was from. But I think it's really interesting that the next day was taking down the Women's March, talking about the fact that because, you know, there were celebrities there, it brought it down. When he couldn't get any celebrities to even perform for him.
He was begging celebrities. Nobody would show up.
Well, Chrisette and Travis, but that's a whole other thing. I'm sad about that.
Who the hell is Travis?
Travis Green.
I saw you say you like him. Who is that?
He's a gospel singer, and I had his album on repeat, man. It was a hard year, and I'm like, now what am I going to listen to?
I saw you say you were looking for a new gospel artist to listen to.
We talked about this morning, though, because it was disappointing for Chrisette Michelle to go and perform, and we've seen the back and forth with her fiancé, with Spike Lee, and all of that, and we were discussing that this morning. I actually went to get my hair trim yesterday, and my hairdresser was
It looks great.
Thank you. My hairdresser was actually, do you mind if I talk to you about this Chrisette Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'm just so disappointed.
Did she listen to Chrisette beforehand? That's the thing. Nobody was checking for Chrisette beforehand.
Not recently. When was the last time she dropped something?
Exactly.
Which is why she went. And I think for me, this is about, like, you know, selling your soul. Like, there's nothing you can say to me in bright green font that makes that okay
on
Instagram.
She did it for a check, it seemed like. She might have been a little hurt. She did it for $250,000. Like me and Charlamagne said, she has a niche market. There's not too many people checking for Chrisette. I don't necessarily
play
her
records. Was the niche market at the inauguration, though?
Floyd Mayweather was at the inauguration. I bet you we're going to watch that Conor McGregor fight when he fight Conor McGregor.
Well, we have Angela Rye in the building. We're going to talk to her some more. 800-585-1051. She's talking inauguration, the Women's March, and a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with Fake Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Angela Rye in the building. She is everything politics to us. She lets us know exactly what's going on in Washington.
Yes. Now, what did the Women's March mean to you?
So much. So first, let me just acknowledge this, because this is going to be shady, but I believe in telling the truth. I don't use alternative facts. So I had a speaking engagement in Texas, so I couldn't go to the march.
Mm-hmm.
But I was living, I mean, vicariously through you all on Twitter and Instagram, and really just trying to support. But I, like, that is one of the biggest regrets. I loved the young people that I was with at Texas A&M, but I hate that I missed the march. It was so powerful, and I could not believe that it wasn't just these huge numbers in D.C., but all over the country. And
the world.
Yes, that was the best thing to me. Like, to say, Donald Trump, you don't speak for us. You don't represent us. You don't represent the way in which we want to raise our children, the way in which we want to peacefully coexist with other human beings. It was amazing.
How do you feel about people saying that intersectionality and feminism is a bad thing?
We have to begin to really discuss those issues. I will say, for so long, for years, like up until last year, I didn't identify as a feminist because of what white feminism has meant, not only to black women, but also to black men. Historically in this country. And so I have not identified with that. I have resisted that label. But I'll tell you, just like I told a young person at a speaking engagement Thursday, if we can say we stand behind ensuring women are paid on par with what men, their male counterparts are making. If we can say that we want to be in control of our own bodies, if we can say that we resist the groper in chief, mm-hmm. that's enough. And then whatever they don't cover in their platform, write it on your sign and go to the damn march.
Absolutely.
You know, so I just feel like we spend so much time talking about how we're making the perfect the enemy of the good. And I think that it was a great, great foundation.
It was nice to see a lot of men out there showing support, yes. too. A lot of men demanding that women get paid equal pay for equal jobs. And, you know, that women be in control of their bodies mm-hmm. as well. So I thought that was a powerful thing. Because it is a women's march, but there were definitely a lot of men
yeah.
coming out to show support.
How did y'all feel about Trump's tweet when he was like, something to the effect of, oh, I seen your women marching, you should have came out to the polls. Was that like a smack in the face?
I didn't understand that, because who says that they didn't?
That's the biggest frustration to me, too. There were a lot of signs that I saw online mm-hmm. that talked about white women voted for Trump, though. And people were like, oh, well, you know, all the white women that went to the march voted for Trump. That's not true. Mm-hmm. 53% of exactly. the white women who voted for Trump. But that doesn't mean that they were at the march. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that logic either. I'm like, I don't do data. Like, I went to law school to avoid numbers, but y'all numbers are wrong. Like, really wrong.
Imagine being somewhere where there's a whole lot of people. People are pushing. It's crowded. Mm-hmm. But everyone is still in good spirits, and nobody's
angry. You know why?
They said not a single arrest. Well, and men were there, too, but they said there wasn't a single arrest.
It was no issues. And, excuse me, I'm sorry, lines for the party potties, hundreds of people online. Nobody was mad. Everybody was patient, mm-hmm. calm, helped the elderly, help the kids. It was just a nice feeling to be somewhere that you didn't have to worry about
anything. It kind of depressed me, though, because all I kept thinking about was, if Hillary was president, just the kind of energy that would have been across the nation. Whether you agreed with her politics or right. not, thought she was a yeah. terrible candidate, just the fact she was a woman and the symbol she represented, that's the kind of energy would have been across the country.
And I think that somebody shared something yesterday that said if they would have got the march organizers to be a part of the campaign, maybe things would have ended up differently. And perhaps mm-hmm. that's true. I think that her coalition should have been made a little differently. Folks are trying to emulate a Barack Obama coalition, and she wasn't Barack Obama.
Right.
Do you think it's possible for everybody to have their own individual issues but come together as a collective and possibly get everybody's issues in order?
If it's not possible, we need to figure out how to make it possible.
Yes.
It is so, like we were just talking about, it's so important for us to have, it's okay to have like a remix or spin on your issue. It's not okay to say, I'm not going to engage with you because mm-hmm. you don't see it exactly the way I do. I don't see how that's productive. Even legislators, members of Congress have to go to the floor, have to go to committee markups every day talking about bills, and there's a process called amendments. And the reason why there are amendments is so you can make the changes that you don't like in the bill. Mm-hmm. We need to do the same thing with our issues. Make the changes you don't like in the way that the issues currently manifest.
Well, we have Angela Rye in the building. Mm-hmm. She's everything for us politics. If we need to know something, we call her. We have her bat line. Now, how can we impeach the president? I hear,
why? I hear people talking about the president impeaches himself.
How can we get the president impeached?
Relax.
I'm not talking to you.
He's a liar. Give him a minute.
So here's another interesting fact. So we talked about alternative facts, thanks to Kellyanne Conway on the Sunday morning show yesterday. We talked about Sean Spicer, now he's saying it was an unofficial press conference. Today's going to be the first official press conference.
He's going to tell the truth in this one.
Right.
Press conference.
So then we also have that Donald Trump went before the CIA and pissed off former and current
right.
members of the intelligence community. That's what he did on Saturday.
Right.
And he already had a bad background with them, bad history with
them. Yeah, for doubting everything intelligence, which, right. you know.
This was the opportunity to say, okay, you know what, now let's move forward. You guys have done a lot for us.
Oh,
in front of the wall with the stars.
Yeah. And I think the interesting thing is you have black folks in a position of now defending the CIA. Like, who would have ever thought
right.
that?
Right.
Like, that's where he is right now. I think the other thing is you have someone who also danced to I Did It My Way, which mm-hmm. is so, like, that is like the quintessential song for Donald Trump.
Right.
So that's how he spent his first weekend. I don't think he's far off. There are two lawsuits already pending.
Yeah, so we're moving in that direction.
Yeah.
But then what happens? Yeah, do we want Pence?
Then who's
president?
Well, yeah. So
he wants some electrocution on your nipples, Envy. He believes in conversion shock therapy for gays.
I'm not gay.
Oh, okay. No.
Are you?
No.
Okay. But go ahead. don't mind us, Angela. Don't mind us.
I don't know what's wrong with y'all. But the two lawsuits, I think, are also important because they demonstrate these two worlds in which he exists. So there's the defamation suit of this woman saying, you claimed you didn't sexually assault me. You're calling me a liar. I'm suing you. That's the Gloria Allred case. The other case that's pending is ethics lawyers who are saying, you have not not only failed to disclose your business interests, mm-hmm. you haven't shed your business interests yet. Mm-hmm. So there's a lawsuit pending based on his interest in the Trump Hotel in D.C.
So we're in the right direction to possibly try to impeach the president.
Perhaps.
That was my prediction. I was like, he's going to get impeached. There's no way this is going to...
I don't know how he's going to make it with all these lies they tell. It's
I was having a conversation with my guy last night, and he—I was funny because I'm reading the text that he said. He said he doesn't want Trump to get impeached because that will create more hate and side-taking. We need him to be an idiot and embarrass America a lot, and through pain, we will grow love.
Okay, he didn't embarrass us for the last 18 months.
Absolutely, he did. So president now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, I live too close to the Pentagon to have him fire off a tweet to, a world leader that has no issue using a nuclear weapon or some other kind of weapon.
Right.
It's just, I don't like that. It's more dangerous now. We talked about on the trail, it was dangerous Donald. But now it's, for real. He's jeopardizing American lives at this point if he does anything stupid.
You can't gamble with the country.
I don't think so. I don't agree with your friends.
No, I don't agree with him either. I just thought he shared with me.
Now, Angela got to go, so we got to wrap this up right here.
Listen, I need everybody to know who Angela is. She's a CNN commentator, and you're an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't want them to think you're just up here talking.
Yeah, I try not to just talk. I try to use real facts, not those alternative ones we talked about. Yeah, we try not to do that.
And, at @Angela_Rye on Twitter.
So lastly, the next 4 years, what can we do as minorities, as African-Americans, to make sure that we really come together and try to do some positive
as the alternative race. What do we do?
Alternative race.
So on that, I think this is so important. We need to start finding strategic coalitions and alliances. It needs to be Black and Brown and Asian and Native Americans and folks in Indian country. We need to be standing together. We are too small individually, but if we stand together, we can make a huge difference in this country, and we really need to.
So no more light skin jokes, Charlamagne.
No, but even I agree with Angela. Even broader than that, I just feel like
he completely ignored that.
He definitely did.
No,
he's gonna keep doing that.
I gotta make light skin jokes.
He's light skin now too. So.
We need people of like minds to come together.
Absolutely.
Period. I always talk about that scripture in the Bible. Where it says we war against principles and values. We need good people to click up with good people to fight the evil that's out here.
Right. And part of how we do that is saying, I'm not just gonna talk about it anymore. I'm not just gonna conversate. I'm going to actually move in a direction.
Yes, right.
So we need to.
I think
was
so good about the Women's March this weekend.
Absolutely.
It was so many
and
different
I do feel
races.
Like a lot of different groups of women came together, and now we can support each other when it comes to other issues.
Yes.
Now we know who we can call on and say, okay, we supported each other with the Women's March, let's keep it going.
And the media can't dismiss it.
Mm-mm.
They can't deny anything about the march because it was just too many people coming together as one.
Yeah.
They can't point at one group and be like, oh, they're just complaining. They can't dismiss it. They got to deal with it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Well, there you have it. Miss Angela
Rye.
We appreciate you for saving us.
Angela's
unite. Anything political,
yes.
We call her.
Yes.
All right. Thank it's
you.
The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Rumors on the way. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to ya.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Well, T.I. has already written open letters to President Donald Trump and former President Barack Obama, and now he has written an open letter that is a call of action. He said the Black community, the hip-hop community, or whoever is against the oppressive communities that have historically tried to bring us down. Right now, I don't necessarily think it's a race thing. There are some white people riding with this. Just like it was in the Civil Rights Movement, it's a community of people, and it's a cause that transcends race, gender, sexual orientation, social status. It's people who are fighters for what's right. And he talks about being critical of celebrities meeting with Trump. He said, I wasn't as critical about them as I was critical about their ability to peep game. I think they had honest intentions, but they weren't dealing with the most sincere person. And he said, I don't think there's anything wrong with sitting down with people as long as you understand that there are needs to be met and purposes to be served. So we said we all need each other, and it's going to take unity to get over this.
I absolutely positively agree. That's why I keep saying, referencing Ephesians 6:12, that we are warring against principalities, not against flesh and blood. All the good people need to link up with the good people and ride against the evil. That's it.
Now, he said he also wants to pledge his commitment to help us do what needs to be done. He said, if you see, if we continue to devalue ourselves, we cannot realistically expect respect from others. So that was T.I.'s open letter, if you guys had a chance to read that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In the meantime, congratulations. And that congratulations goes out to The Weeknd. His video got 1 billion views.
Oh, wow. Starboy.
Starboy?
Yeah, so he actually shared that accomplishment on his social media. It's actually the video for his song, The Hills.
Oh, The Hills.
Yeah, that reached a total of a billion.
Okay.
Obviously, it takes some time to get there. So guess who else has reached a billion views? You guys know. Wiz Khalifa has reached a billion views. Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and Pitbull. They all have videos with a billion views.
Oh, wow. How that translates into dollars. I wonder what the dollar amount is that translates to.
A lot. I would hope. All right, Stacey Dash has gotten fired. They have not renewed her contract at Fox News, and they were going crazy over this on Twitter. I'm sure you guys saw all of this. They're saying this happened 2 days after her 50th birthday. And in addition to that, obviously, now that we have a new president, I guess they feel like they don't need Stacey Dash at Fox News anymore. There's nobody to rail against the black president anymore.
I read that story this weekend, and I mean, the thing that stood out for me in that story was Stacey Dash is 50? Drop one of Clues Bombs for Stacey Dash.
Well, she
looking
look
amazing at 50 years old.
Well, she
5-0?
She hasn't even been seen on air since last September, and they have decided not to renew her contract last fall. One person wrote on Twitter, Stacey Dash lost her Fox contract, and suddenly that career of being the black who hates blacks isn't going to pay so well anymore.
She still look good at 50. That's more important than a Fox News contract. Keeping it together at 50, her water intake must be impeccable.
All right, and Keke Palmer versus Trey Songz. She was upset that she was invited to a party at Trey Songz' place in Miami, and she was pressured, she said, into being in his video. She said, come on, bro, I clearly said no, and you said okay, yet I was being secretly filmed when you told me, let me just show you the idea. And here's what she had to say on social media.
They start playing a song that I happen to be in. They start saying, like, they want me to be in it. One person asks me, I say no. Another person asks me, I'm like, no. People keep asking me. Now, mind you, they've been giving food. They've been giving drinks. And I'm just starting to feel like, yo, I'm being, like, cornered, like, and I'm not in a professional situation. I'm being pressured to do business, and I'm not in the right mind. I'm under the influence, and I don't feel like it's fair that I'm having to deal with this right now.
All right, so she felt some pressure to be in this video, and she goes on to say that she ended up hiding in the closet.
By the way, how high were you that you was hiding in the closet?
Well, here's what she said about hiding in the closet.
Really, I keep getting asked and pressured and put in a situation like, literally, I got so overwhelmed with what to do, didn't know what to do, because I could, like, my Uber wasn't going to get there quick enough time. I know that sounds comical as but y'all, I hid in the goddamn closet. Literally, he starts laughing once he opens up the closet and sees I'm in there and sees how nervous I was. He was like, yo, he was like, you don't have to be in the video. He was like, damn.
I hear a lot of alternative facts, and I hear somebody that hit a grade of weed that they ain't used to smoking. Because you go hide in the closet, that's like smoking going to hide in the chicken coop after he got high.
Well, the gag is that the video came out and she was in it. And Trey Songz responded. He said, baby girl, bugging, point blank, period. Got my number, could have called, saw the cameras and the lights, heard action. I don't do this Twitter-ish, girl. You know me, and got my number F out of here.
This is what I want all celebrities to stop doing in 2017. Stop saying you don't do this Twitter-ish on Twitter. At least say it on Instagram. Then it makes more sense. Like,
that's
say it on any
how
other
could
social
you post
media
it on
site.
There, though?
You can't post on Twitter and say you don't do this Twitter-ish. Like, stop it. Stop it.
Maybe he meant I don't do this back and forth on Twitter.
Beef stuff, yeah.
It already went back and forth. Once Keke says something, then you say something back. That's officially a back and forth.
It's alternative, man.
Oh, yes. Okay, you're right. It's an alternative back and forth.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right.